And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to another gospel broadcast where we let the Bible speak. It's good to have you joining us, and we trust that as you hear the Word of God today, that the Lord will bless His truth to your heart. From its commencement in 1973, Let the Bible Speak has never lost sight of the vision set forth in our Savior's words, "Go ye and teach all nations." In obeying these words of commission, there's only one message to preach, Christ and Him crucified. And that one message has been proclaimed for over 40 years of gospel ministry on the world's radio waves. Listeners in the great African continent have heard this message on every program as it's beamed via shortwave transmitters across West, South, and East Africa on a 30-minute weekly broadcast. Airtime is also purchased on two FM stations in Kenya, each airing a weekly 15-minute program. In the Far East, a 30-minute program is heard each week, also in shortwave, across the Indian subcontinent on the Bible Voice Network. The weekly cost of these six broadcasts is £426. India's northeastern neighbor, Nepal, has Let the Bible Speak broadcasting on over 20 FM stations. 10 of these transmit a 15-minute program 7 days a week, and 10 of them broadcast Let the Bible Speak during one 15-minute slot twice each week. Some free airtime is available on the other stations. This amounts to a weekly cost of £621. On all these broadcasts, the Reverend Paul Thapa, moderator of the Free Presbyterian Church of Nepal, preaches the word, compiles the programs, and distributes them to the stations. During 2017, approximately 1,400 letters were received from listeners, many from very remote areas. Some 1,100 of these were visited by our full-time field workers, who often walk for many hours over difficult terrain to make personal contact with listeners, who are given a New Beginning booklet translated into Nepalese. To date, 16 churches have been formed in various villages, made up of converts to Christ from the radio programs. The Lord has blessed His word in Nepal in a great and gracious way. Nearer home, London's Premier Radio airs our five 13-minute programmes with a weekly outlay of £250. The Reverend Patrick Baker, our minister in London, is the resident preacher.
London, as we know, has a thriving population of millions of people. It is made up of many different nationalities and backgrounds, and of course, many different religions. Our church itself, in many ways, reflects the diversity of the city in which it exists. We meet in northeast London, in Walthamstow, there in Markhouse Road, and we have been there from the mid-90s. The Let the Bible Speak ministry in our church has been invaluable. We broadcast through Premier Christian Radio 5 times a week. These broadcasts go out 1 a.m. in the morning, Monday through to Friday. And even though the time itself may not seem to be the most appropriate in terms of getting people to listen, yet the feedback that we have is very positive. And large numbers throughout the years have tuned in and have listened to our radio ministry. I get phone calls on a regular basis, also letters which are sent to me. A more recent memory that I have is of one lady who lives in the west side of London, unable to attend our church. She rang me up and spoke to me. I was able to counsel her and share with her the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even over the years, people have come through the church doors, and those that we have in attendance presently have come as a direct result of the Let the Bible Speak ministry in London.
the Irish Republic. We have 10 broadcasts which reach many on both sides of the border and incur a weekly cost of £250. Here in the province, on the Q Radio network, 5 FM stations transmit our 15-minute programme each Lord's Day morning, with many of our ministers assisting in preaching the word. Here, the cost of airtime is £288 weekly, and just recently, the gospel message was wonderfully blessed to a listener.
It is a privilege to help out with the Let the Bible Speak. Once you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, it's something you want to talk about and share. Some weeks ago, the phone rang, and there was a young man phoned me, wanted to talk to me, and he came up to the house, and him and I had a talk together about salvation, the ways of God, and that young man gave his life to the Lord in the house. And I believe without a doubt, part of the result was from Let the Bible Speak. One man, I was in a shop one day getting some groceries, and the guy says, "Hey, I know you." I said, "How do you know me?" He says, "You're on the radio on a Sunday morning." One of the feedbacks I also got was a young man coming from chapel Sunday morning, and each Sunday morning him and his family listened to Let the Bible Speak on the way home from chapel. So nice to hear these reports.
Our quarterly magazine is much valued by listeners who have little or no access to sound gospel literature and don't have the privilege of sitting under a biblical ministry. The printed page is yet another means of spreading the word. We print 3,000 copies each quarter at an annual cost of £9,374. Copies go to radio listeners, our congregations here and on the mainland, and we also send to 15 churches in our sister denomination in North America. In addition to radio, we're currently establishing a gospel witness via television. By this means, we endeavour to reach the whole of the United Kingdom with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. While it's expensive in terms of equipment and airtime, it gives us media access to so many lost souls in our own nation. 6 30-minute broadcasts have already gone out on the Revelation Channel on Sky, Freesat and Freeview, and we plan, the Lord willing, to record further TV programmes in the Sabbath School complex of our Lurgan Church, which has been kindly loaned for recording sessions. Much preparation has been made. The preaching set is in place, a lighting rig has been purchased, and pews seating around 75 people make our church recording venue fully equipped for recordings. We want to reduce our production costs, and one way of doing this is to have as much as possible of the audio and video work in-house, and also purchasing rather than hiring equipment. As well as finance, this requires manpower and time, in both recording and editing, and we need the expertise of those in our congregations who have the burden and necessary skills for this work. There's a great outreach yet to be done, and many still to be won for Christ. Let's make full use in this internet and digital age of all legitimate means to proclaim the gospel to the needy. With your help and support, much has been accomplished, and without it, we would not now be continuing to Let the Bible Speak on air. Your support, prayerfully and financially, has been an indispensable part of this ministry, and we thank you in the Lord's name. We must lengthen our cords and strengthen our stakes if we are to meet the increasing costs of airtime and the additional outreach planned in the Lord's will. Another generation of Free Presbyterians, responding to the Saviour's words, "Go and teach all nations," will ensure that Let the Bible Speak will have an ongoing witness to the nations of the world.